This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The importance of fulfilling our responsibilities. In the story of Abbad ibn Bishr and Ammar ibn Yasir, notice how, although Abbad was being attacked by arrows, he was weighing his duties. On the one hand, he didn't want to stop his salah in between, in the middle of a surah. And on the other hand, he was thoughtful of the responsibility given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't want the Muslims to be attacked because he failed to guard them. So in the end, why did he break his salah? Was it because of the pain? No. In the end, he broke his salah because he felt the responsibility of guarding. And the Prophet ﷺ put him in charge of that. In the end, that was why he quickly finished his salah. As he said in the end, when he told Ammar what had happened, and the word that he used was a thagar. He said, Rasulullah ﷺ has placed me on this thagar, and I don't want that we are attacked from this thagar. Thagar, it means an opening. And there's a hadith, although it's weak, where the Prophet ﷺ says, every Muslim, he stands at a thagar from the thughur of Islam. So do not let the enemy to penetrate from your side. And so we need to imagine as if every single one of us is standing by a gate or an opening. Every one of us is responsible for guarding that opening, not allowing the enemy to penetrate from our door. Whether that enemy is shaitan or the kuffar in general, our responsibilities go back to our skills and our capabilities that Allah has gifted us with. How do you know which thagar, which opening you are guarding? By looking at the skills and the capabilities Allah has given to you. Not everyone will be a scholar. Not everyone will be a da'i to Islam. Not everyone will be a mujahid going and fighting the enemies. But each one of us is standing at an opening depending on our skill. So for example, if Allah has given you knowledge, you should use that knowledge to defend Islam. If Allah has given you physical strength, use it to defend the Muslims. If Allah has given you wealth, you need to use that wealth fi sabilillah. Whatever skill Allah has given to you, you have to use it in the service of Islam, and you cannot allow the enemies to penetrate through your side. So don't be the one who fails in his responsibility of guarding the ummah from his side and opening the door for the enemy to come through.